Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program. I'm glad you stopped by KNSS for The Good Life Studio every Saturday, noon to 1 at Food, Wine, and Fun for Your Ears. I've been out in California this week. I had the pleasure of judging the El Dorado. They say El Dorado, even though you say El Dorado. The El Dorado County Fair Wine Competition. The amount of wines were splendid, and more importantly, the quality was just over the moon. There was 25 double golds, and that means all three or four panel members gave it a unanimous gold prior to discussion of the wine. There was 50 gold, some big heavy hitters, of course, Barefoot Cellars, who Jen Wall always brings home a batch of medals, had a great showing. One of my favorite, Dick Cooper and Cooper Vineyards had a bunch. And more importantly, if you remember Jeff Rundquist being on the show a year or so ago, he knocks it out of the park in Amador County, and he had some spectacular wines. I'm going to put some information about it on my website. It'll be there first of the week. And if you want to learn more, if you just type into Google El Dorado County Wine Competition, they assured me that the information will be posted this week, and you can see all the winners. Unfortunately, from this part of the wine country in California, we don't have access because a lot of the producers are smaller. So in the Midwest, we get left out. Contrary to that, one of the founding families in this beautiful, relatively small American viticulture area that not many people know about, the Bogle family has been making wines for many years, growing grapes for longer than that, and more importantly, have great distribution with great quality wines. And joining me today, live from this beautiful showroom in the winery here in Clarksburg, is Judy Matudi. Jody Bogle. Hi, Jody.
Good afternoon.
Judy Bogle. Jody Bogle. That's close. Miss Bogle.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Well, welcome. We're so glad to have you.
Well, like I mentioned to you, Jody, I'm such a fan because it's one of the labels of the few that I can tell anyone, if it's got a Bogle name on the front, it's well-made, it's right and correct, and it's as good a value as you could ever have, no matter what tier of wine you purchase.
Oh, thank you. Our family takes great pride in the fact that our name is on the label. We've been doing this for a long time. And we really, our goal is to produce wine that people can find that over the river with every glass.
And as I said, I wish my great-grandparents would have bought land out here because I'm sure that helps. We're surrounded by some of the prettiest vineyards in Clarksburg.
Thank you. Thank you. We are truly blessed. Our family has been farming out here since the late 1870s. Captain A.J. Bogle came west from Tennessee when this whole region was being settled for that gold rush up there in El Dorado and Angeles County. And our family actually settled a little bit further south of Sacramento in Clarksburg, which is a really gorgeous agricultural region that was settled for farming to feed everyone coming in Sacramento and San Francisco.
The gold rush. And when you think we were talking about technology, and can you imagine, here you are, sixth generation in the same plots of land and what has been built by the last several generations, but what it was must have been like in 1870.
Well, so actually our family settled a little bit further south, interestingly enough. We started the cherry pears orchard.
Perfect.
But during the Great Depression, my grandfather's parents lost his original land.
Oh, no.
Lost our land during the Great Depression. And my grandfather was a teenager at the time, and I never thought to talk to him about, of course, as a kid when I heard those first stories. But I have to imagine that was pretty formidable for him.
Oh,
to have lost the land you grew up playing in, fields your parents farmed by hand, house you were most likely born in,
yeah,
all gone. And so that must, I can't imagine how that must have affected him.
Well, and, obviously, it lit a fire under him because he did a lot of work between then and now.
Absolutely. He graduated from California Agricultural College and Navy and fought for the green. When he came back, he had enough money to put our roof down again here in Clarksburg, our first 8 acres, right outside his window. This is our home ranch. And actually, when he got back, he didn't start grapes right away either. He was an award-winning corn farm. He grew seed corn and sent it back to the Midwest for details, actually. And it wasn't until 1968 that he wanted to try something. He didn't have to replant every year. And so in 1968, he planted potatoes, and they all probably died.
Oh, no.
And so somebody came out and to take a look and get us some advice, and he said, "Mr. Fogle, I'm sorry, I don't know what happened to the potatoes. It's too country for wine grapes." So my grandfather, Warren Vogel, was the first plant wine grapes in this region. There were no wine grapes here in Clarksburg. And now we call him a pioneer. I think in those days people just called him crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And we started with 10 acres of Chenin Blanc, which we're going to taste in a few minutes, and 10 acres of and we sold those wine grapes for 10 years, set of wine, Charles Cruz, and my two brothers, Christian. And then in 1978, we set it bought under. That's how Google went.
What a great thing. Six generations. Mm-hmm. And even with all that, you know, it's when you think of everyone has a choice, you know, A or B, to take the left side or the right side of the road, or which fork are you going to go down? And a lot of your predecessors made some really good decisions. Some of them probably just good luck. But planting grapes, we're talking about pre-prohibition.
Well, we didn't plant wine grapes until 1968.
Okay, never mind.
So it was much after. But there were a lot of risks involved. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, every generation of my family, you know, our grandfather took a risk to plant those first grapes.
Oh, yeah.
Our dad and our mom took a risk to keep, when our grandfather passed away, to plant more grapes to really commit to the winery. Jump into that business. So every generation has really taken some risks, and I think a lot of it has been, there's been a lot of good luck involved. I think there's been a lot of hard work. So we just are very blessed to be where we are today. I know that our grandfather really never imagined that Google would currently be available in all 50 states and 40 different countries today.
A lot of work. Let's talk about Clarksburg, the ABA, and you know, I tell people when they say, "Oh, I've never had wine from Clarksburg," I say, "Oh, yeah, you probably have.
They just don't know.
You just didn't know." And you mentioned some of the wineries that your forefathers sold grapes to. It really is here in the Sacramento Delta, beautiful, fertile, great sunshine, moderate temperature, good diurnal shift. It's a great place to plant grapes.
Yeah, so we are in this rich agricultural region for years before the rivers were channeled by levees and the waterways were controlled. It was an alluvial floodplain. With all that runoff coming in. So you have beautiful soil, and we're right on the Sacramento River, so we're just due north of San Francisco to come up the river. It takes a couple hours by boat. So we have beautiful delta breeze every day about 4 o'clock, and we have these wonderful sunshiny days that breeze picks up at 4 o'clock, and then, as you mentioned, there, just get nice cool temperatures at night. So you have wonderful, wonderful temperate climate for growing wine grapes. And a lot of big wineries still source their fruit from here because it's still relatively reasonably priced, the wine grapes. Napa and Sonoma tonnage prices are exorbitant.
Yeah.
And what you get here in Clarksburg is fruit that's great quality, tended by a lot of family farmers, and you're going to be able to have a great value for all the wine like you do or, you know, the wine that's great. Great bottle for them.
You know, from here, from Clarksburg south to Lodi, this was literally the grape basket, if you will, of early winemaking.
Yes.
You know, we
tend to get lumped into that, quote, Central Valley. And we like to distinguish where we are because we are in the river and that belt, which is Clarksburg, which is really unique in today. But absolutely, Central Valley still is the largest supplier of wine grapes for the industry.
I like it. Let's talk about the sixth generation. Your two brothers,
yes.
Warren and Ronan, they're divided up the chores early on, but all three of you kind of came to a roundabout way back home to the winter.
You know, we all found our way back here. Everyone has kind of a unique path back. For me and for my brother Warren, we both came back in our home. Very young, pretty unexpectedly. And our mom had been with the mom and our dad had been, you know, took over and circled the wagon. And that was in 97, this building was just built. We saw about 3 wine tasters a day. I was still teaching, actually. I was still teaching during the week and working on the weekends. This is still very, very small. Warren took over all the vineyards, took over all of our time. And the vineyard celebrated the 21st or
last
year. He was 21. He came back and took over that responsibility.
To take over that responsibility, mm-hmm. sounds it's easy to say. But, you know, with limited hands-on agricultural experience, to learn the skill and the craft of vineyard management and grape growing, even 21 years ago, this is a mountain.
He is, you know, obviously, we all grew up, right? We all grew up tying vines and working summers out in the field. He obviously enjoyed it way more than I did. I hated it. And grateful now that I had that opportunity and that experience. Warren always just wanted to be the farmer and loved it, loved working with their dad, loved working with their grandfather, and learned a lot from that place. Right. But has also, you know, taken this, you know, Warren's taken it on as his own, and in the last few years, we've made a great push to farming all of our acreage sustainably, and all of our state acres are certified green by the California Rules for Sustainable Wine Growing, by feet, because there's 20 acres of course have grown over the last 50 years from now, about 90%.
Well, no wonder you're everywhere in the country. But boy, overseeing that, you know, is a chore. And I know that there's a lot of other lesser known people in the team here.
We have a fantastic team. One of the things that I think has been great strength for us here at Global Fast, that even though we've had 3 rough transitions as well, and the transitions have been as easy as they could have been because our parents and grandparents built a team of people, many of whom are still with us. Our winemaker, Eric Offit, has been with us for 25 years. Our director of wine growing has been with us for 26. So our national sales manager started when I was 14 years back. But it's been a while.
About 6 years. Yes.
He's been here quite some time. He's seen it all.
Well, and that's so important. You can't do what you guys do without that kind of experience and without access to great quality vineyards. And well, we're going to talk about some of the wines. But I have a few more questions. But we're going to take a break first, pay some bills. We'll be here with Jody Vogel coming to you live from Vogel Vineyards in Clarksburg, California. It's a small AVA making some spectacular grapes. And I will tell you this. They have something that is really cool. It's called the Old Sugar Mill. I'll tell you about that either next week or later in the program. But what a great tasting environment and a lot of fun. We'll be right back after this short break. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.